SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Extreme heat can raise the danger of heat-related illnesses and threaten health in a more subtle way by amplifying the side effects of many common medications. Hot weather too can damage medicines such as insulin that require refrigeration. And as climate change accelerates, there's a growing need to know exactly which medicines are the riskiest in the heat. What is known is that inhalers can explode, EpiPens can malfunction, and medications delivered in the mail can deteriorate. Clinical Assistant Professor Bradley Phillips from the University of Florida College of Pharmacy says when you combine heat exhaustion with a number of different medications, the risk factor for adverse reactions increase.
When we talk about the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion, if you have a small percentage of experiencing headache, confusion, and dizziness, but you have a handful of other medications that do have those small percentages of that side effect, well, those slowly start to add up. And so honestly, kind of thinking about heat as a quote unquote medication that provides its own side effects, that in combination with other medications could definitely cause what we like to call like a perfect storm and increasing the risk of that patient experiencing side effects either from the heat or said medications.
So which medicines could cause problems in the heat? Blood pressure pills that reduce fluid in the blood can lead to dehydration. Beta blockers for heart conditions can decrease blood flow to the skin and make you less aware of dangerous heat. Some antidepressants can hinder your ability to stay cool. Aspirin and other over-the-counter pain relievers decrease fluid and sodium levels, making it harder to deal with high temperatures. On top of that, the combination of heat and drug side effects can lead to lightheadedness and falls. Professor Phillips also says alcohol increases the danger and recommends people drink water instead. He also says people should check with a medical professional on exactly how much water should be consumed with certain medications.
So if you're on medications that maybe increase the amount of fluids that you're getting rid of, maybe decrease the amount of sweating that your body naturally produces, I definitely recommend making sure that you're consuming adequate amounts of water to stay hydrated and not relying on your body's ability to tell you that you're thirsty.
Some medicines such as antibiotics, antifungals, and acne drugs can heighten sensitivity to the sun, causing rashes and sunburns.
As far as the medications that increase skin sensitivity, making sure you're wearing appropriate clothing, potentially clothing that has UV blocking abilities, and making sure you're using sunscreen as well to any areas that are exposed to the sun.
How should medications be stored for travel? Medications generally should be kept in a cool, dry place, unless they need refrigeration, and that can be challenging while traveling. Before a summer road trip, experts advise people to check the labels for the storage requirements of medications, and if practical, store medications in a cooler when traveling by car, even if it doesn't require refrigeration. As for traveling by plane, medications are best stored in carry-on bags in case checked luggage is delayed or lost. Professor Phillips says always speak to an expert before traveling to assess the risks.
So speaking to your provider, speaking to your pharmacist about what medications can potentially cause these issues that we're discussing to identify if that risk is there.
Researchers in the United States and Australia say some of the common warnings about heat and drugs don't have a lot of scientific evidence behind them. He told Associated Press that research found backing for only 4 of the 11 medication categories that the World Health Organization lists as concerns with high heat. He suggests until more information emerges, people should be more cautious, changing behaviour like staying out of the heat and not just stopping medications. Australians seeking more information about their specific medications should speak to their doctor or pharmacist. Information is also available online at NPS Medicine Wise. That's www.nps.org.au. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.